It's Audiomo 2020, Day 11. Hello, boys and girls. Let me tell you a story. There was once a so-called wise man, and he needed a haircut. But he decided that he would postpone his haircut for a week so he could go and record some interviews. Oh, and lo, what did strike the man? But a pandemic. Which meant, some 13 weeks later, he still hadn't had a haircut. Yes, that's my biggest takeaway from all of this. I get my hair cut every 5 weeks. And, yeah, I was due one the week before lockdown came in. So I've now gone, I guess, 18 weeks without a haircut. Now, bearing in mind that I spent from my teens till, I would say, mid-30s with really long hair. From the ridiculous days of, like, 18-inch hair, backcombed, dyed jet black, looking like Nick Cave's poorer brother, through to it being over my shoulders before I cut it all off. I haven't had hair this long in years. So I went out for a bit of exercise earlier and walked around the block. It's a bit windy today, and for the first time in I guess, nearly 20 years, my hair was blown in my eyes. It's getting really annoying. I'm having to wear a hair clip while I'm working, while I'm editing, because otherwise, and it's doing it now because I haven't got the hair clip in, I can, if I just slightly look up, there's some sort of strange quiff-like thing beginning to approach from above. And even more annoying, it's getting in my ears. So I desperately need a haircut. But hopefully it won't be as confusing as last time. Well, not last time I had a haircut, but when I finally decided to have it all cut off. When I did, I just went, that's it, it's all going off. Told my hairdresser, Dusha, I wanted it all cut off. She was a bit surprised, but she said, okay. She did make me make the first cut, though. Bless her, she gave me the scissors and said, I'm not doing the first one, you can do it, and then it's down to you if you regret it. Which I thought was really funny, actually. But she asked me, how did I want it cutting? And this just kind of proves that my grasp of what other people's cultural waypoints might be is really off target. Because just without thinking, I said, oh, remember when John Lennon came off heroin and he went on Top of the Pops and did Instant Karma? Like that. And understandably so, she looked at me like a dog that was being shown a card trick. At least we won't have that problem this time. Bye! Karma's gonna get you, gonna knock you right out of the